Welcome to the combat training episode for Grey Squirrels. This is an audiobook excerpt from our published book, War and Pest. This episode is used as a training and development tool for members of the combat pest control team and is used in conjunction with a written document as well as an internal questionnaire. The grey squirrel is a mischievous garden dweller who occasionally comes inside to nest in attics and roof spaces. They can do structural damage to your home, and they can also create a fire risk. Grey squirrels were first introduced to the UK in the late 1800s. Since then, they are spread throughout England and Wales to the detriment of our native species, the red squirrel. How to spot a grey squirrel? They're grey or brown fur with light-coloured underbelly. They have small eyes and ears. The head and body length is between 25 and 27 centimetres long. Their tail length is 20 to 22 centimetres. They weigh approximately 500 grams, and both sexes are a similar size. Where they live, squirrels build their nests in several locations. Quite often they use forks in trees very high up. Their nests are called drays. They are used for shelter and breeding. Nests are a compact, spherical shape. They are slightly larger than a football and constructed, generally, of twigs, leaves, bark, and grass. They stay close to their nests if food is abundant in that area. Otherwise, they will forage further afield. Males can search up to 500 metres away, and females will travel up to 250 metres away from their nest. How they move. Like some of the other rodents, grey squirrels are agile climbers and jumpers. What they eat? They eat fruit, nuts, fats, for example, fat balls for the birds, seeds, especially bird seed, acorns, bulbs, tree shoots, buds, fungi, fruit, and roots. How they breed? Squirrels are able to reproduce once they reach 6 to 7 months old, but they reproduce when they are 10 to 12 months old. They have two litters a year. The first litter is born in February or March. The second is born in June or July. Squirrels have 1 to 7 in a litter, but 3 to 4 is average. Once the babies are born, their mother will wean them for between 8 and 10 weeks. How to spot you've got a squirrel problem? Squirrels in the garden are not necessarily a problem. It's when they enter your loft or other parts of your home that you need to act. Sightings. If you've spotted a squirrel in your home, you'll know you'll have an issue. Noise. If a squirrel has had a litter of babies in your loft, you may hear an increased level of activity. Droppings. Squirrel droppings are about 1 to 2 centimetres long. Gnawing. Squirrels continually gnaw, so look out for teeth marks caused by their nibbling incisors. And on that, electrical wiring. One side effect of having squirrels in your home is the damage they can do when they gnaw through electrical wiring, especially in lofts and attics. If you come across this, you should look at isolating this part of the electrical system by a trained professional, as it can pose a serious risk to fire. For our team members, please visit other episodes. Ensure you've taken your questionnaire for continuing professional development, and we will leave it there.